Today's daf is Nazir daf Mem Ches, and we are on Mem Zayin Amabez. A couple of lines up from the bottom, we're in the sugyas of Meis Mitzvah, and the source for how do we know that a Meis Mitzvah could be Metame, that a person who is usually not able to be Metame is obligated to become Tame for a Meis Mitzvah, and what happens if there is a question of which person should be metame. That's why this parak is parak Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol and Nazir, they are not metame to their own relatives, but they are metame for a Meis Mitzvah. What if they're both walking down the street? So we had the Machlokas Tanoim, who becomes Tame, the Kohen Gadol or Nazir? And then we went into all the different questions that the Gemara asks about the different types of Kahuna Gedola, and the different types of people who used to be the Kohen Gadol v'chulu. And I just mentioned a thought quickly, but to read it again today, I found a larger explanation of it in the Shiuri HaGrid, the Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim that they put out on Avodas Yom HaKippurim, on Daf Yud Beis in Meseches Yuma, so it discusses exactly what we were talking about yesterday, that the Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah and in Megillah and others discuss what happens to a Kohen Gadol after he is no longer a Kohen Gadol. Because there is some evidence that Kedushas Kohen Gadol is eternal. Once a Kohen Gadol, always a Kohen Gadol. And it can never leave. And that is why the Gemara says in Yuma that we saw on Daf Yud Beis that if Kohen Gadol did the Avoda, and let's say he had to take the place of a Kohen Gadol that became Tameh, and then the original Kohen Gadol comes back. So that first Kohen Gadol, what does he do now? The one that is no longer doing the Avoda. Can he do the Avoda? He can't do the Avoda also. Why? Because, it doesn't say because he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. He is a Kohen Gadol because of Eva. Because it's going to cause problems if you have two Kohen Gadols. You can't have two people in charge. You have to have one person in charge, responsibility. You can't have two. So what is that line, Mashma? That he is really inherently a Kohen Gadol, even though he's no longer performing the Avoda. But we're not going to let him do the Avoda. And then the next line, let him do the Avoda of a Kohen Head. Yo, no, Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin. Again, once he's not Aleh, once he goes up, so then he is inappropriate for him to go down. The problem is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings there in Yuma says, Kohen Gadol mismane bepeh umistalik bepeh. Tosfos says, no. Right, so what was Tosfos' question? We have a different problem why he can't do the avoda of a Kohen Hedyot. Because he's going to be mechusar begadim. He's only going to be wearing four and not eight. Tosfos' answer is, no, don't worry. He'll wear four and it's okay. Because a Kohen Gadol can lose his shame, Kohen Gadol. Mismane bepeh, umistalik bepeh. Right, that is the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi continues, umistavra, this is Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, in Meseches Yuma, the Yerushalmi, umistavra, shadavra toli, bemelech, uba achiv hakohanim. So, that sounds like his Kedusha is not eternal. So, what one has to say, he quotes, Rav Soloveitchik quotes his grandfather, Reb Chaim, shel Kedushas Kohen Gadol, shnei makaros, v'shnei dinim. There are two types, two sources, and two dinim in Kedushas Kohen Gadol. Number one, Kedusha hanovas mi meshicha. O hamakbila, ribui begadim. The Kedusha that flows from his appointment. His appointment, either with the Shemana Mishcha, the early days, or the fact that he wears the eight vestments, the Meruba Begadim, the Shemona Begadim, that imbues him with, invests in him, the vestments invest in him, that status. Hamakadeshes oso ishis kegavra shel Kohen Gadol ulilo kesher im tafkido. Separate from his job, it is who he is, not what he does. That is number one, what the Hakdasha does. It's kind of a Hakdasha of a Kohen Gadol. And number two, Kedusha Nosefes HaMevuseses Al Minui HaMisyacheses B'meisharin L'Tafkido HaMaasi Shari L'Kach Mismane. A second type of Kedusha that is based on his function, based on what he does. Only one of these Kohanim Gedolim is going to be doing the daily Avoda. So those are two types. The question is, let's just keep going for a second. The first one is eternal. The second one can be removed. The first one, once you're nismanet to be a Kohen Gadol, with the oil, with the Riva Begadim, then you're always a Kohen Gadol. There's never getting out of that. In Baru Adun Be'efsharas Bitul Kedushaso, Mistaver Shenita Levata Kedushas Minui, Hakrucha B'mamado HaTifkudi. You can be Mavatel, the Kedusha, of the functional status. not the inherent status. Ach lo es kedushas hamashicha asher hutzba bo ishus. That's the difference. And now the question is, which halacha of Kohen Gadol goes with which kedusha? So what is Tosfos Mechadesh in Maseches Yuma? That the iser of mechuser begadim and the allowance to do avodah without mechuser begadim, that's tali on kedusha 2. Not Kedusha 1. That's why Tosfos says, well, his Kedusha is Nisvada Bepeh and Nisali Bepeh, and that's why he wouldn't have a problem with Mechus Begadim. What is Tosfos saying there? That the halacha of Ribuy and Mechus Begadim is totally on Kedusha 2, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But many other halachas, what about the halacha of, not many others, what about the halacha of bringing a special carbon of the Kohen Gadol every day? Right, the Asiris HaEifa. So that probably is also only one is going to bring it, not two. You're not going to have five Kohanim Gadolim bringing that. That's also totally on Kedusha too. But let's say the Isra of marrying an Almana, and the Mitzvah of marrying a Besula, and the Halacha that if a Kohen Gadol dies, so then the Rotzeach leaves the Ir Miklat, right? Other Halachas of Kohen Gadol would be totally on the first one. And therefore, even if he is no longer doing the Avodah, he has the status of Kohen Gadol. Where do you see this most highlighted? Explains Reb Chaim, there is a type of Kohen Gadol that only has one Kedusha, not the other one. And those are the best litmus tests. Kohen Mashuach Milchama. He does no Avodah. Zero. But he's anointed to be the Kohen Gadol, Legabe something. So that's a great litmus test. What halachas does he have? Is he allowed to marry this? Is he allowed to do this? Because there you have one without the other. Havchana zu beit shtei ramos hakedusha tan Reb Chaim nitan lochiach midin mashua b'chama shemamado chatsui v'bnei sheish lo kedushas meshicha avalo kedushas minui. He doesn't have the kedushas minui in order to do anything in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why looking at his status will be fruitful in terms of figuring out what is the halachas. That is all relating to, again, that's the Shira Hagrid in the first parak of Maseches Yuma. Okay, so now let's get back to what we were talking about yesterday. We're on Mem Zayin Amud Beis. And we are, let's start again with Ad Kan, about 8 lines up from the bottom. So we just spoke about who is Matame themselves when there is a question. If there are two people there, who is Matami? Who is the lower Kedusha, so to speak? Who is the less intense Kedusha? And that's the one that will be Matami themselves. So the Gemara says, Adkan lo pligi el Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. So our Mishnah at the beginning of this parak Kohen Gadol is talking about where you have a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, kika azli bahadi adadi, where they're going together. Aval chad chad l'chudei, but each one by themselves, bar itzmuye inun. Each one by themselves will be metame. There's an obligation to be metame. That's what we said the Lashon yesterday. We mentioned mace mitzvah. It's a mace that there's a mitzvah to do something. And you're obligated to do something. And a person can't, oh, I'm a Kohen Gadol. I can't even be metame for my father. What, let alone a mace mitzvah? Sorry, that's the halacha. The halacha is mace mitzvah. You have to be metame for. So minani mili. So what's the source for that? How do we know that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol, who we know Psukim in the Torah tell us, they cannot be Matami even for their primary relatives, they have to be Matami for a Meis Mitzvah. Where in the Torah does it say that? It doesn't say it anywhere explicitly. Nowhere in the Torah does it say, even, what do we have in the Torah? We have a Mitzvah of Kfura. Kikavar Tikbarenu. So who says that's even by a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol? It says Isurim. So maybe even a Meis Mitzvah is usher for them to Tivatame. So where does it say it? So it obviously has to be a diuk. It has to be an implicit extra word or something. So that's what the next daf is going to talk about. All the different limudim, next two daf and a half, different limudim of Meis Mitzvah. So here we go. Minan Emili. The Tana Rabbanan. So we start with Kohen Gadol. Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. The Pasuk says he cannot be Matabi himself for anybody. Al kol nafshos meis. Bamei akasa medaber. What is the Pasuk referring to telling us that a Kohen Gadol cannot be Matabi himself? Ibi rechokim, if we're talking about non-relatives, rechokim. People who are not related to him, kalvachomeru, that's a kalvachomer. Right? Because we know the Pasuk says explicitly, Uma kohen hedyot shehu mitamei lekrovim. If a Kohen hedyot is mitame lekrovim, eino mitame lerechokim, and yet is not allowed to be mitame for non-relatives, kohen gadol she'eino mitame lekrovim, eino did she'eino mitame lerechokim. Surely, if a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metavi for his own relative, surely cannot be Metavi for a Chokim. So this Pasuk by Kohen Gadol that says, you cannot become Tami for anybody, cannot be talking about Rechokim, because that's obvious. And that's the Kal v'Chomer. So, Elo b'Krovim ha'kasim medaver. And so it must be talking about Krovim. This Pasuk must already be telling me a Kohen Gadol cannot be Metami for his primary relatives. So the question is, so what do you have the explicit Pasuk for listing off Aviv v'Imo? We already know from this general one, I'll call Nacho's mace. Nobody. Right? He cannot be Metami for anybody. So why does the Torah have to list off L'Aviv u'L'Imo? It must be coming for the Diuk. U'La Aviv, hu de'eno Metame, ha'metame hu l'meis mitzvah. That's the source for meis mitzvah by Kohen Gadol, because the whole word Aviv is extra, and that is why I must be telling you, Aviv you can't, meis mitzvah you can. And what about the other word? Ula imo, continuing the braisa, l'gzereshava, and imo is l'gzereshava, to l'gzereshava, as follows. L'kid de Rebbe, de Tanya, Rebbe Omer, gabi nazir. But Rebbe says, by nazir, the halacha is, bimosa meino metame, ava mitame hula nega amu l'zivasam. Rebbe says that a nazir is only forbidden to become tamei meis. But other tumos, a nazir is fine. A nazir can become tamei l'negam. Let's say somebody has saras. Could a nazir be metamei himself and get tumat saras? Yes. And what about ziva? What if he's taking care of his wife? He's taking care of his mother. Taking care. And who's tumas ziva? Is he allowed to become tamei? Yes. He's allowed to. That is the halacha by nazir. Ve'einli ela b'nazir. But I only know this allowance by nazir. B'kohen gadol minayin. How do I know by kohen gadol? Also, there is no iser to become tamei tumas saraas and tumas ziva. Amart, well, we say the following. Lo yomar imo b'kohen gadol she'etam alomar. Well, we have an extra phrase by kohen gadol, which is going to be the source for gzeira shava then. Right? You don't have to say imo by kohen gadol. Why? Shari kal v'chomeru. A kal v'chomer, that imo, he is not metame for. That word is extra. Why? Ma im b'makom she'kohen hedyo mitame la'achiv me'aviv. Ein kohen gadol metame la'aviv. Where a kohen hedyot is allowed to be tamei for his paternal relatives. Right? A kohen who shares a father with his brother. A kohen hedyot who is metame for his paternal relatives. And yet, the kohen gadol is not allowed to be tamei for his father. That's the first side of the kal v'chomer. A kohen hedyot becomes tamei for his paternal relatives, and yet the kohen gadol cannot become tamei for the source, right? The father. So makom she'ein a kohen hedyot mitamei la'achiv ve'imo. So a kohen hedyot is not mitamei for his maternal relatives. So surely the mother should be even more excluded. Ein odid she'ein kohen gadol mitamei la'imo. So surely a kohen gadol should not be able to become tamei for his mother. If in a place where a Kohen Hedyot has an allowance, the Kohen Gadol does not have the allowance, that means paternity. So surely in a place where Kohen Hedyot does not have the allowance, the Kohen Gadol shouldn't have the allowance. Maternity. So the word le'imo is extra. Because le'imo, teach me, he can't pick up tummy for his mother? Of course not. So, im zachisa mehadin. So if you were zocha to learn it from the Kal v'chomer, so ma tamalomar imo b'kohen gadol. So why did it say the word imo at all? Mufne lahakish v'ladune menu gzeir shava. So this is the gzeir shava of Rebbe to teach me. No mar imo b'nazir v'no mar imo b'kohen gadol. It says imo by both. Ma imo amar b'nazir. Just like the imo by nazir, what did we say it teaches me? B'mosa meina metame v'ina avam etame hu l'negamu zivasam. A nazir is allowed to become Tamei, Saraas, and Ziva, Af Imo Ha'amur, but Kohen Gadol, so to the Imar, that's written by Kohen Gadol, but most of Minam Tamei, Avam Matamei Linaga'am, Ula Ziva Sam. Period. So what do we do so far? We said, what do we do with Aviv and Imo by Kohen Gadol? Aviv teaches me, Meis Mitzvah. Because it's told, both of those words are extra. You already know it from Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. So Aviv teaches me Meis Mitzvah is allowed and obligated. Imo teaches me that, again, a diuk, that he's allowed to become Tamei, Tumas Saras, and Tumas Ziva. Stop there for a moment. Tosfos asks here, there's a Havamina that a Nazir, or a Mitzora. There's a Havamina that a Mitzora, a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen, or a Nazir, is not allowed to make themselves Tamei Mishum Saras. So how would a Kohen ever be able to look at a Negatzaras? That's the halacha. The halacha is that you have to go to a Kohen. So ask Tosfos, how do you ever have that? How would you ever be able to have that in this case? Let's find the Tosfos. Tosfos says in... Where's the Tosfos? The top Tosfos. Uli imo shenachta b'kohen gadol zera shava. L'nazir v'chulu, and he continues. Amitabu naga'am l'zivasam. Fourth line. Nira de'ikar kra l'naga'am. Itzrich. De'salka daita chamina. Well, first the havamina. Why would you have thought, first we're asking the opposite. Why would you have thought that it's an aser? The Torah says tumas meis. There are 10 types of tumas. Why would you have thought it's aser by mitzora and ziva? So Tosfos says, first, really, the real limud is needed for tzaraz. Because mitzora chashiv kemeis. And that's why there would have been a havamina that there is an iser. Near it, de'ikar kral negaam itzrich. Salka daida chamina, de mitzora chashiv kemeis. Well, the ziva sam nakat agav magam. Right, an amazing, we know that from elsewhere. We know that from, Mesechet Zedarim, the Arba Anasha, the Rachashubim Kameis. And that is, right, a Mitzora, Mishain Lobanim, a Suma, and an Ani, right? Those four people that are Chashub Kameis, and we've explained in the name of Chaim Shmulevitz, because they're not a nosnim. They can't really give in the normal sense. Those four people, an Ani needs help, and he takes more than he gives, and an Ein Lo Banim. We don't have the original, ultimate receivers of our Chesed, our children, and Mitzora, who sits outside the Machane, cannot give. So those are... Anashim Shechashuvim Kameis. So that Tosfos says is what the Havamina is. And then the Achronim, Tosfos says that. But the Achronim asks then, so why is it then, how is it that a Kohen would be able to see a Negatzaras? Right, the Tel Torah asks, Hari Sara Gemara the Havamina, Aslutami La Avi, Betubatzaras, Hari Yimkein Ein Yacho HaKohen Lerosas Negon Lachlitam, Shre Yitva Betubatzaras. So he says, oh, maybe only outside. Only outside, not under Tumas Ohel. Right? The halacha would be that a Kohen has to see the Mitzora outside under Shemayim, not touch, not carry, and not be under Tumas Ohel. Maybe that would be the Havamina. She'efsha she'akohen ein aroa osam b'makam she'ish Ohel. El rak mi bachutz, she'lo yitameh al yidei hachlatas hanega. But then the problem is, the Torah says, that the Kohen is megaleach, the hair of a Mitzora. So how could he be Megaleach the hair of a Mitzora? Right, if he's going to be, right, he's going to be Ma'ahil on him, B'shas Gilucho. So he says, maybe the Gemara thinks that it'll be done only by a Kohen Hedyot relative. You always have to find, every person who gets a Ras has to go to a Kohen Hedyot relative. What about a person who doesn't have any male relatives? Or doesn't have any Kohen relatives? He's an only child. Right, it's difficult. It's difficult to know what the Havamina is. Again, it's projected, but... Unless you would say that b'makom ha'b'kai gavna, there would be an allowance, right? In this case, you know, it's usur unless there's a good reason. And this would be a good reason to be machlit somebody or decide something for someone. So that's one discussion about why we would have such a havamina, and then once we would have such a havamina, how does that work with the halachas of a kohen seeing the negatzaras? The other discussion here, the Karen Ora here asks, we say that emo is extra because it would be a kal v'chomer, that we would know that a kohen gadol can have a kaptabi for emo. Maybe, question that maybe people are thinking about, maybe we need the pasuk to teach me that you'd get malchus for that. Ein onshe min adin, according to most tanaim. You can't give punishments based on a kal v'chomer. So maybe you need the pasuk to teach me malchus. Like the Gemara says sometimes, milsa da'asya b'kal v'chomer, tarach v'kasav lakra. So, ask the Karen Ora, maybe you would need it to teach me Malchus. That's his Kasha, and he has the following answer. Yesh l'taktik, maya hani kal v'chomer l'imo, ha'ein mazhir ben adin, v'ishrich l'michtav l'imo l'malchus, v'yakalti dilma asi l'nagam l'zivasam, says the Karen Ora, and you always have to know how to apply this type of answer, which is given in many different contexts. It's not really a kal v'chomer. It's really a gilui milsa. Meaning, when the Gemara says, if in the world of paternity, where Kohen Hedyot has an allowance, Kohen Gadol doesn't, so we said it's a kal v'chomer, surely in the area of maternity, No, it's really just a gili milsa of once you have one halacha, so then the other halacha goes with it. So it's gilui milsa. It's just revealing the din. You learn one to the other, but it's not really a kal vachomer in the technical sense. Where do you have this? You have this also in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis. The first two halachas of the Rambam in Sefer Tahara. Sefer Tahara starts off with Hilchos Tumas Meis and Tuma and Paraduma and then Tumas Saras, the most serious Tumos. So in the first halacha of Tumas Meis, the Rambam says that Tumas Meis, as we know, can be transferred through three mediums. Maga, Masa, Ohel. Either I can touch a dead body, or I can carry without touching, or I can be Mahil, and Mahil itself is with three. How do you know those three? Two are Beferish in the Torah. Two are Beferish. Tumas Maga and Tumas Ohel are in the Torah. Tumas Masa is not. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to carry, or carrying Tumas Meis. Carrying base makes you tame. Says the Rambam, Tumas Masa, mi pia shmua, v'kal v'chomer advarim. You know it from Torah Shabbat Peh. Mi pia shmua. And it's a kal v'chomer, says the Rambam. Im nevela, shi tumas erev, ve'eno metame ba'oel. Tumas nevela, a carcass of an animal. A nevela, which only makes you tame for one day. And it's not mitame ba'ohel. It doesn't make you tame if you're in the same under the same roof. So it's a very lenient tumah. Nevela, which is only for one day, there's no tumas ohel, and yet mitame b'masa, and yet it makes you tame if you carry it. Shenemar v'hanoseis nivlasam. So meis lo kol shekein. So a dead body, surely, it makes you tummy for 7 days, and it is mitame ba'ohel, surely. And then it adds, Uma nevela shemaga'a tumas erev, masa'a tumas erev, and just like nevela, if you touch it, it makes you tummy for 1 day. If you carry it, it makes you tummy for 1 day. So afameis shemaga'a tumas shiva, masa'a tumas shiva. So to a mace, all the tumas are the same, it's for a week. So ein tumas masa, but mace be the very sofrim, ela din Torah. And the Rambam emphasizes this is a din daraisa. He contrasts divrei sofrim to din Torah. Sometimes divrei sofrim means drabanan, you have to know the context, but the Rambam says it's beferish. So how do you know tumas masa? Kal vachomer. So what? If somebody makes themselves tumas masa through mace, and then walks into the base of Midrash, they're not going to get malchus? Because it's a kal vachomer and ein onshin ben adin? No, you don't find that anywhere. You're going to get malchus. Or the Rambam continues and gives two other examples. The Yireli, and that means this is from the Rambam's own imagination. The Yireli, shezeh sheshasak, based on obviously sources, but not a clear source. The Yireli, shezeh sheshasak mimena hakasef kederek. The Torah does not say it beferish. Why? Kederek sheshasak mi iser abbas. It's just like the Torah does not say in the world of Arayos. It does not say the iser of daughter. It says the iser of granddaughter. It doesn't say the iser of daughter. Why? Kederek sheshasak mi iser abbas lefish asar beferish afilu bas abbas. It asar daughter's daughter. So daughter for sure is included. And the third example, vishasak mi iser achilas basar bechalav. It does not say anywhere about the iser of eating basar bechalav lefish asar beferish afilu bishulo. It asers cooking basar b'chalav. So it never says eating basar b'chalav. So too, kach shasak mitumas masa b'meis l'fisha time b'feirish afilu ahalo kol shekein maso. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what's going on here? Are these three kal v'chomers? By tumas masa of meis and the iser bas and the iser of eating basar b'chalav. Doesn't say any of those in the Torah. So it's a kal v'chomer. Ask the Kesef Mishnah, what's he? You're not going to get malchus for eating basar b'chalav? Ain ochim in adin. So the Kesef Mishnah says, in all these cases, maybe it is just a gilui milsa ba'alma. Mashma de gilui milsa ba'alma. Meaning, what does that mean? It means it's not really a kal vachomer. It means once the Torah asers granddaughter, included in that is daughter. Once the Torah asers cooking basar b'chalav, included, not kal vachomer, included in that. It's a kal vachomer, that should be included, but it's included in, is eating. And also, included in the isser of ohel is masa. So, these are all examples of, it's not really a kal vachomer. So here too, that's what the Keren Orah suggests for the Rambam, for the Gemara, when it comes to, imo, be matami for a mother, that he cannot be matami even for his mother. It's included in the achol nachos meis. It's included. That's what it's telling me, and therefore it must be extra, and therefore it's open for the Xeris Shava. Open for the Xeris Shava. Okay, there's a lot more. There's the... Okay, maybe if it was a real kavachomer by Neville, you would say dayo and say it only matami for one day. You have to limit dayo love and adilios kenidon to limit it to the matami. You might not, because the whole rest of the context is already tummy for 7 days. Dayo was you're learning something totally new, so you limit it to the source limitations. But here you already have 7 days by Tumas Maga and Tumas Ohel. So I'm not sure if you would have to say dayo there. Okay. So let's continue now. So the Gemara says, Tosas also just alludes to us, something that we're going to have tomorrow, so I'm not really going to go into it now, but Tosas discusses, well, is our maternal or paternal relatives more serious relatives? Which are the more intense relatives? Halachically, you find very often it goes by paternal. By Yibum, it's only the paternal brother. By Yerusha, it's only by the paternal. You find by many. But as the Gemara is going to say on tomorrow's daf, maternal relatives are the ones that are vadai, your relatives. Because all paternal relatives are based on chazaka. Right? You don't know. Right? We don't know. It's only, the midwife can say which mother had this baby. The midwife cannot say who impregnated this woman, unless you check the DNA, but, by maternal, they're vadai. So which are more intense? So that's what the Gemara is going to talk about tomorrow, but Tosfos here also mentions it when we have the Kalachomer by paternal to maternal. Tosfos discusses that. Okay, but now let's continue. Says the Gemara right in the middle. Ashkechon, Kohen Gadol. So fine. What have we done? What was the purpose of bringing this al Braisa? What's the source that a Kohen Gadol is Batami for a Meis Mitzvah? Fine. So we found that source. A Kohen Gadol is Batami for a Meis Mitzvah from La'aviv. La'aviv is not Batami, but he's Batami for a Meis Mitzvah. Nazir Minolan. How do you know that a Nazir is Batami for a Meis Mitzvah? Right? How about that? Tosis here discusses, well, why don't you just include it in the Xer Shava that we just had up above? Right? Just include it. So you might, so Tosis explains why it's not. You can't include it. Titania. So we have a separate proof. Titania, the Brisa says, Kol Yimei Aziro Lashem Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. So Pasuk says, all the days of his Aziris, he cannot become tummy for Nefesh Meis. Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo. The Gra takes out that word. Shomea Ani, I might have thought, Afilu Nefesh Behema B'mashma. I might have thought, even for Nevela, he cannot be tummy himself. Kenyan Shinemar, as the Pasuk says elsewhere, Make Nefesh Behema. You see the word nefesh used by an animal. So I might have thought that a nazir is also forbidden for tumas nevela. Tamalomar al nefesh meis lo yavo. V'nefesh adam hakasim medaber. No, sometimes you have the word nefesh used by an animal, and sometimes you have the word meis used by an animal. But you never have the phrase, Tosfos says, nefesh meis used by an animal. And that's why it must be only referring to people. Tosfos says that at the end of the Ramaskal Kol, Avagav dechsiv v'hameis yelo, meis stama ikri, nefesh meis lo ikri. That's the last line of Tosfos Kol Yimei. Right, an animal is never called Kol Yimei. Let's just finish this, and then we will get back to this topic. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Eino tzarech. No, you don't have to come on to those details of nefesh meis, harehu omer. It already says lo yavo. It already says he shall not come in. Right? What does that mean? B'nefashos ha-metamos b'biyakos v'daber. It must be talking about only nefashos that are metame by going in. When you go in with them to the ohel ha-meis. That's what it's referring to. And there's no tumas ohel by nevela. Right? Only by a human corpse tuma. And that's why you know that it's only referring to people. And then you have La'aviv Uli'imo. That phrase also is extra, because it already says, I'll call Al Nefesh Meis. Al Nefesh Meis is already referring to people. Lo Yavo. So what does that have to say, father and mother? Same diak. La'aviv Uli'imo Eino Metame, Al Metame Hu L'Meis Mitzvah. So he's Metame for a Meis Mitzvah. There is a discussion in the Achronim, and he already starts in the Rishonim, about the status of animals. The status of animals. It says al nefesh. So it says here that the animals are not called nefesh meis. That's the, he says you find that, again, animals have nefesh, but you don't have nefesh meis. Why? Says the Sha'ar Mitzvah Bahalacha. Va'tam l'chol zeh. Deba adam la'achar misa yish hash'aras ha'nefesh. Man, even after 120 years, his nefesh is still connected. V'afilu bekivro nishar miksas nafsho. K'mosha kaslava kadmonim. Nefesh, meis. Even by misa, there's a nefesh. And that's why that phrase is only used by humans, says the Sharm Sian of Halacha. Omehai taima holchim al kivrei avos. That's why you go to a kever avos, because the nefesh is still around. Avoloshayach zeh benefesh behema. But by nefesh behema, you don't have that. As it says in Koheles, as you would have thought, we would have quoted something from Koheles, Ruach b'nei Adam ha'olehi lamalav, Ruach ha'behema ha'yuredesi lamata la'aretz. Right, that's why the nefesh is afterwards, and that's why you have it's still there. Like the Gemara we mentioned in the Parsha Shir this week. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, where Antoninus asks, Rebbe, you know, I could come up with a svara to pater everybody from ultimate din. Why? Because the neshama is going to say to Hashem, I haven't done any sins since I'm by myself. And the goof is going to say, I haven't done any sins since I'm by myself. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Rebbe answered him, you have the mashal of a shomer of an orchard. You have an orchard and the Bialim put two guards at the orchard, one lame and one blind. One can't walk and one blind. And he says, guard my tree, guard my choice apple tree. And after he left, they say, oh, we want to get some apples, but how can they do that? So the blind man puts the lame man on top of his shoulders, and together they're able to reach up and get the apples. And the Bialim comes back, and they each say, well, I couldn't have done it, I couldn't reach, I couldn't see. So the Bialim is a smart man, he puts the lay person on top of the shoulders of the blind man and says, okay, now I'm going to judge you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, in the future, he's going to put the nefesh back into the goof, and then judge us. But we see from that story, there's still a nefesh, that's going to be connected to the goof in that regard. There is a discussion, the Ramban already talks about this. He kind of says there is some type of nefesh for animals, but not the type of nefesh that we term nefesh. Right? Because what does the pasuk say in Achremos, Paragut Zion, Pasagut Aleph? Ki nefesh habasar bedamhu, the isser of achilas dam. You're not allowed to eat blood, because that's the nefesh of the behema. So the Ramban there says that it's not appropriate for a nefesh to eat a nefesh. That's the isser of achilas dam. Says the Ramban, V'haroi she'nefaresh betami suro. What's behind the Isra of Achilas Dam? Ki Hashem bara kol anivram atachtonim l'tzarech ha'adam. Everything in this world is for us. Ki hu levado bahem makiris baro. Only man recognizes his creator. V'afal pikein lo hita lahem v'achila mitchila rakat somech lo ba'ali nefesh. But remember, originally, Adam only had 6 mitzvahs. They're called 7 mitzvahs v'inach. Why? Because of number 7. Adam really got the first 6. He didn't get Eivir Menachai because they couldn't eat animals at all. There's a machlokas we've shown him. Some say that they could have eaten animals if they died. Right, but you couldn't kill them to eat. Okay, but most Rishonim say that he couldn't eat them at all. Like the Ramban here says, Lo hita l'machilu b'tchila rakat someach, lo ba'ale nefesh. V'kasher haya v'mabul, she'nitzolo b'zchuso shal Noach, but because they were all saved in the zchus of Noach, v'hikr b'yam karban, v'haya l'ratzon l'ashem, lo hita l'mashchita. He allowed them to eat. Vehine hiter gufam, asher hu chai ba'aver ha'adam, she'yia halanasu l'tzarcha shel adam. He allowed them to eat their bodies. V'shetia ha'nefesh shebohem l'chapara. But their blood, which is their nefesh, you use that too, but not to eat. You use that to get kapara. That's the ultimate fulfillment of the nefesh of the Adam behema. So it's a different type of nefesh. The blood is the nefesh. It's not the same. There's no steer here between what we're saying and this Ramban. Lo adam bekrevim lefanav yisbarach. Lo sheyochiluhu. Ki ein lebal nefesh, sheyochal nefesh. Ki anafashos kulan lakel. Quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel. Kol anafashos lihena. Vihine kenefesh adam, kenefesh behema lohena. Umikra echad lahem kemozeh, kemozeh baruch echal lefanav. Quotes another pasuk in Koheles. And a kind of an opposite idea. But then he says, lakach yish badas. And you see, an animal has instinct, we would call it. Not intellect, but instinct. Yesh lov das levroch ben anezek lolechaz achare hanoslo. Veheker beregilim v'avalem ka'avas haklovim levaleim. Like the love of a dog to his owner, says the Ramban. There's something there. Meaning it's not like trees. Right? The four levels of being, like the Kuzari discusses, domeim, someach, chai, medaber. Chai, the animal kingdom gets its own level. Right? It's not like the growers. But it's still different, obviously, than a human nefesh. And we continue. Not for now. Also, the Beis Ha'otzar, other achronim say, can animals ever get punished? Can we ever hold animals accountable? Ashara Niskal, right? Why is that? Why do we put an Ashara to death? Is it just because of Takala? Nobody should say, oh, this animal is the one that killed so-and-so, or the one that did an Aver with so-and-so, or is there some type of Onish? Right, many sources on both sides of the issue, which we'll talk about later if we can. Okay, Vaita, let's continue. So we just brought the Makar by Nazir, that a Nazir also has an obligation to become Tami for a Meis Mitzvah. So the Gemara now says, Ad shel, third to last skinny line, Ad shelo yomar yeshli bedin, because I might have said a Kal v'chomer. Uma kohen gadol shekdushas o kedushas olam, mitami l'meis mitzvah, Nazir she'ein kedushas o kedushas olam, eino ditcha mitami l'meis mitzvah. 1 minute, like we had yesterday. What do you even need this limit for? It's a Kal v'chomer, a kohen gadol who has eternal kedusha. We spoke about all the different pshatim of what that means. Has eternal kedusha is v'nami for a meis mitzvah, so surely a nazir. So the answer is low. If a marta b'kohen gadol shekein eino maybe carbon al tumaso, tomer benazir she maybe carbon al tumaso. As we said, each one has a chumra. Holo maybe carbon al tumaso lo yitami la meis mitzvah. So I might have thought that because he brings a carbon, he is more chamur than a kohen gadol, and therefore he cannot be become tomer for a meis mitzvah. Tama lomar lo avivu limo lo yitamei ava mitamei la meis mitzvah. Period. So now the Gemara says, but wait a minute, maybe the pasuk is teaching me something else. Third to last line. Oh, eino matami laviv limo, aval yitame l'shar meisim. Right, one second. Maybe it means that he's not allowed to become tami for his parents, but he can become tami for his non-relatives. Let's read this and then we'll talk about it. Amar kal v'chomer. I'm sorry. Even before that, we're about to reject it. Ask Tosfos, what's the havamina? You could become tami for strangers, but not for relatives? Don't we go just the opposite? Says Tosfos the following suggestion. Look in Tosfos O Eino. Tosfos says, Ika lemeimar, deshema akrovim az hare rachmana, mipnei shemeitzar aleihem, vizehu zilusa, de nazir ikri kadosh. Dafka by relatives, because it's going to be more painful and more crying, that's more against and in contrast to what a nazir needs to be. Maybe the point is the atzvus. The point is the state that he's in. That's the svara of the havamina. Maybe a nazir cannot become tami for his parents, but yes for others. So the Gemara says, no, that you can't say that. Amar kal v'chomer. Back to the Gemara. Uma kohen head yot shemitami l'krovim, eino mitami l'shar mesim. A kohen head yot who can become tami for relatives, but not for others. Nazir she'eino mitami l'krovim, eino ditcha mitami l'shar mesim. A nazir surely is not allowed to become tami for non-relatives in that case. Hama tam l'omer l'aviv l'imo, and therefore, what do we use aviv l'imo for? L'aviv l'imo hu d'lo mitami, aviv mitami hu l'meis mitzvah. So we just try to say three possible other limudim which have been rejected. And all of these, this seems to be a drasha gemura. Right, there is a question with the language of the Rambam. The Rambam in two places, just in case we missed it once. The Rambam, both in Hilchas Nazirus and in Hilchas Avel, writes that this allowance that a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol become tami for a Meis Mitzvah, the Rambam's lashon is, I read it, He continues. Let me just get the lashon. Oh, here it is. By a meis mitzvah, he has to be matabi himself. It's mipi hakabala. And this is the language that's used also in Hilchas Naziris. And the Lacha Mishnah discusses, the early Achronim, Rabbi Eliyahu Mizrahi, asks, how can he say this? It's a Drasha Gemura. Says the Lacha Mishnah, it's okay. Sometimes the Rambam, by a Drasha Gemura, will use the Lashon of Mipi Kabbalah. Not to say it's Durabanan. Not to say it's an Asmachta. He might use that Lashon. You know, the Rambam, you have to look. Sometimes he says different Sofrim. Sometimes he means Daraisa. Sometimes he means Durabanan. Sometimes he uses different Kabbalah. Different Kabbalah means, says the Lecha Mishnah, it means the Daraisa here. You don't have to say it's Durabanan. So that's the language that the Rambam feels the need to use in that case. Viter, just means it's not Mefurish in the Torah. Second line, Achelo Yomai Ishli Bedin. I have another possible limud. Nemr Klaus B'Kohen Gadol and Nemr Klaus B'Nazir. It says a general Isser by Kohen Gadol, don't become tummy for anybody, and it says a general Isser by Nazir. Ma klalas amuris b'kohen gadol lo avive no matame avo mitame lo meis mitzvah. Just like by kohen gadol, meis mitzvah is allowed and obligated. Av klalas amuris b'nazir lo avive no matame lo meis mitzvah. Meaning, maybe you don't even need the pasuk
the limud inherently, but it's a mamatzinu. So mamatzinu, just like you have this by Kohen Gadol, so do you have this by Nazir. So you don't need the pasuk by Aviv and Imo. Oh, klachla derachzu, or not. Say the following limud. Nemer klalas b'kohen hedyot, but nemer klalas b'nazir. By kohen hedyot is compared to nazir. Not kohen gadol. Ma klalas amuris b'kohen hedyot mitame la'aviv. Just like by kohen hedyot, he can become tamei and has to become tamei for his father. Af klalas amuris b'nazir mitame la'aviv. So maybe the nazir should also be allowed to become tamei for his father. Tama lomar, that's why you have the pasuk. La'aviv limo lo itamei, halameis mitzvah mitamei. So they go, wait a minute. We just had a havamina that maybe the father, Hami Baile Lomashin with Tami Laviv. You can't use that for Meis Mitzvah. You need that for the Gufa Halacha, that he cannot become Tami for his father. Because you would have learned it from Kohen Hedyot that he's allowed to become Tami for his father. So the Gemara says, Ella, you use each word. La Aviv. The word Aviv teaches me, Lomar, She'ein Metame La Aviv. The word teaches me, as against the Havamina that we just had, he cannot become Tami for Aviv. I mean, he don't compare it to Kohen Hedyot, compare it to Kohen Gadol. La'achiv, the next word. La'achiv einu metameh, halameis mitzvah metameh. Remember, by Nazir you have all of them. Right? By Kohen Gadol you don't have all of them. By Nazir you have all of them written. La'aviv limo la'achiv la'achoso. La'aso, Aviv teaches me, can't become Tami for his father. Achiv teaches me, einu metameh, halameis mitzvah metameh. La'imo, l'gzeir shavah derevi. That's what we had in Amud Aleph, right? The allowance of becoming Tamei for Tzara'as and Ziva. That was Revi. Ula Achosa, and what about Achosa? What does that word teach me? Look at the Tanya, the following Brisa. The Tanya L'Achosa, Matam Alomar, Hare, Shehalach, Lishchodes Pischo. The Lamalos Beno, somebody is going to Shech their Karban Pesach. It's Erev Pesach. The Lamalos Beno are going to give Mila to their son. Vishama Shemes Lomes. And he hears that his relative died, Yachol Yitameh, I might think that he goes and makes himself Tameh, and therefore does not do Karban Pesach, and does not do the bris of his son, Amart Lo Yitameh. No, you do not become Tameh because these are, Tosfos says, more serious mitzvahs asay. And therefore, these mitzvahs asay override even hearing about a relative's levaya. Yachol Lo Yitameh L'meis Mitzvah, I might think even for a meis mitzvah, Karban Pesach and Milo win because they are, as we know, are the two assays sheyish behem kares. If we don't do them, we'll talk more about that at the beginning of tomorrow's shiur. Bez Hashem. So lachol tamei l'meis mitzvah, tamalomer la'achoso. That's the word la'achoso. La'achoso hu deina metamei halameis mitzvah metamei. Right, for achoso not, but for meis mitzvah metamei. And the mefarshim explain: if you don't need this to teach me by Nazir, because you already have Achiv for that, it may no Inyan, so learn it for everybody, learn it for people, other people in the world, not just by a Nazir, and that's the Makar for Meis Mitzvah overrides even Karban Pesach and Bris Milah. Period. Let's just finish, and then we'll talk about why these are learned from there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, continuing the Brisa, Rabbi Akiva says, I have a different way to understand. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Al Nefesh Elu Harachokim. The word al nefesh teaches me he's not going to become tamei for non-relatives. Al meis elu akrovim. La aviv l'imo enim tamei amatami l'meis mitzvah. La achiv, what does that word teach me? Differently moved him. Shemaya kohen gadol vihu nazir. Right, the case that we had earlier. If a kohen gadol is a nazir, la achiv enim tamei amatami l'meis mitzvah. Even a kohen gadol nazir has to become tamei for a meis mitzvah. And la achoso, the same limud. Kedetanya harishaya lo holech l'shchodes pischov l'amulos beno v'chulu. Just finishing, I'm going to stop there. That's where I'll pick up with Rabbi Akiva. I'm going back and forth what they each do with other limudim. But a couple of other points. Number one, the second, Sharam Sina Balacha today. How could a kohen gadol be a nazir? A kohen gadol has to get a haircut once a week. So you know the Gemara says in Tainus, right? A king every day, Kohen Gadol once a week, a Kohen every month. Why does Kohen Gadol have to get a haircut every week? Because there's only once to give a first impression. And the Kohanim come every with the Mishmaros and Mischalfos, and he wants to look his best at that time. So says the Shem Seder Malacha, so what do you do here? So the Sholem Meshav asked the Shaila. So he says the halacha of getting a haircut every week is not an obligation. It's just for his own covet. It's the impression that he's supposed to give. So it could be that if he's a Nazir, he's giving a different impression. A different way of inspiring others.
right? Assuming that a nazir is a good thing. Back to that, machlokas tanoim, and machlokas rishonim. But that's the ha'ara of the sharam siyana balacha. The other point to make is, well, how do we know from the word la'achoso, dafka this halacha? Out of all the halachas that you could have learned from achoso, if you're going to do Karban Pesach, if you're going to do Bris Milah, so then you could still, you don't go back for your own relative, but you go back for a mace mitzvah. So the Torah Tamima on that pasuk in Parshas Naso suggests that the word achos describes a very tight connection. Right, we know by kriya, if you tear begadim. So if there are different types of kriyas. Kriya that you're allowed to sew back and you're not allowed to sew back. What's the phrase? Kriya hamisache or kriya she'ena misache. That you're not allowed to sew back together. Misache, and that word could also mean, besides sister, why does it mean sister? Right, the Hebrew language is all connected. Right, it means, connected in a deep way. Right, what is the pasuk? He quotes a medrash in Shir Hashirim on the pasuk. Pischili achosi. Rayasi. The Vidarshan, all those to'arim on that pasuk, he quotes the Medrash, Lenin his kashrus Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aydei Mitzvahs. The connection of Am Yisrael to Hashem through Mitzvahs. That's what achoso. Vidarsh achosi, shenis'achu li b'mitzrayim b'shtei mitzvos. And the drasha of achoso is, we were connected to Hashem through the two mitzvahs in Mitzrayim. Pesach and Milah. Dam Pesach and Dam Milah, as we know, Vumi Lashon is Chabrus V'Devek, and that's from the Lashon of his Chabrus and being clinging. That's why, unbelievable, that's why the word V'Lachoso by Nazir is Dafka learned out to teach those mitzvahs, because in Shir Hashirim, those two mitzvahs are what connected us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how Chazal knew that the word Achoso by Nazir is talking about where somebody's going to do these two mitzvahs, one of these two mitzvahs. Klamra Filu Shnei Mitzvahs Elu HaMa'achem Es Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even these two very precious mitzvahs that connects us to Hashem in a achosa way, then they are still a nidche mishum meis mitzvah. Number one. The other last point to mention, and that is the Maharshal asks another question. The Maharshal sometimes questions are like, after you see him, you're like, yeah, why? Such an obvious question. He's an onain. Can he do mitzvos? So his relative died. Okay, don't go back to the Levaya. But did the Kvura take place yet? So, fine, by Kohanim, by Kohen Gadol, we can have, okay, don't leave. We mean Mikdashah lo yetzei. But we don't have a regular person here. So, as the question that the Marshal was asked was, if somebody is an onein, Rachmana Litzlan, they had a baby boy, and then their mother died. So he's an onein for the Mila. Even the Kfur didn't happen yet. So we paskin, as we know, that an onein is usher to do mitzvos. Not just pater, but usher to do mitzvos. Rashi and Tosfos discusses, beginning of the third parak in Brachas. So it's usher to do mitzvos. So what do you do here? So, right, the chiv of the milah is on the father. So what do you just say? And what does our Gemara sound like? That the father continues and does it. But I thought he's mufka. So says the Marshal, you find sometimes that even if somebody's an onein, they are not totally mufka, right? What do we have an example of this? For Tzarech Gadol, Gedi of Subis. Remember the case? Case is where the chassan and the kala, and right under the chuppah, the father of the chassan, the mother of the kala, drops dead. What do you do? The Gemara says, because of Hefsin Merubah, you put the mace away, you have the chuppah, you have the bir rishona, and then you have the kfura, and then you have Shivas Yimei Hamishta, and then you have Shivas Yimei Avelus. So even when they're ba'aninus, they're allowed to have the wedding and have bir rishona. So says the Marshal, you find sometimes that even in the world of Aninus, where we paskin is an Isser, still they're shayach and there are mitzvahs that they're shayach to. Right? The Noda Behuda, I think, has a tshuva about owning during Sfiras HaOmer. Right? What if he's an owning for a full 24 hours? So what does he do? He's going to miss? So he says, count without a bracha. So what do you mean, count without a bracha? So, Asur and mitzvahs. So you have some connection. You shouldn't, all things being considered. But, you know, you're still in the world of mitzvah, so to speak. And the Marshal says, even at the end, and Dafka do the Mila, because of the Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Yerushalmi that says, if somebody dies in a family, the whole family has to be worried. If there is a Ben Zachar born in the family, so then Nisrapi is called a Mishpacha. Fachnasaso Labris, he Ledaso. And even though I hear the baby was born before the mother died, not the grandmother, but no. Giving him a bris milah is another form of leida. He's being born as a Jew, says the Marshal. And therefore, the hager, to ger b'milah amrinan kikan shenola dami. The Imkein Kavan Ameis, who v'shaper dami. Right, when a ger gets finishes his conversion, gersh's guy kachin olam dami. He's like born when he goes through the whole process. And taval v'lo mal ki lo taval. And therefore, the mila is what is the leida. See here too. You can have a baby born, so to speak, ki'ilu, and in that way, Nisrafe is called Hamishpacha. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'er Hashem will continue with the Rabbi Akiva the next time we continue.